thank you. It's the day you maketh, Lord. We will rejoice and be glad in this beautiful, amazing, and marvelous day. We come up the steps of Zion into the temple of the living God. We see the pillars of Solomon's temple. We see the living doorway, this glorious expanse, massive, tall door. Today we step into the grace. Today we step into the light. We step in to where you are. We step in to the pavilion of grace. We step our feet today upon the path of life, the new and the living way, consecrated by the veil of your flesh, the blood, the carpet of red we walk upon as we approach your throne today in the full and complete surrender to you. The surrender of heart, mind, body, will. We give you the eye of our heart to follow you by your words all the way to the fullness, the completion of the crown, and to the day of demonstration. Our face is now set like a flint. Our eye is locked upon you this day. For it is a day you make as we move now into the Jordan, passing over through this Jordan into the promised land. We move out past the knees, past the loins, past the heart. Waters that have gone over our head, as we come down into this Jordan, we recognize that you are the separator of old and new, of light from the darkness. That the two-edged sword is in your hand this day, and you separate spirit, soul, joint, and marrow. That you are the separator of the chaff from the wheat. You are the separator of the old wineskin. And today we present all that is old, beginning with the very birth, the old man, every cord, chain, and tie that bindeth, even the umbilical cord of birth, recognizing these waters roll back all the way to Egypt and the reproach of it, and they stand up into the city of Adam. This day, this baptism is complete. The old man is dead, crucified, buried, planted together in the likeness of your death. And today we yield him up for the full separation, the completed separation, and the recognition that the axe has been laid at the root of every tree. Every fallen tree must now be loosed. Every fallen emotion, every fallen mindset, every fallen action, reaction, and behavior patterns must now be loosed. And the cords and the chains and the ties thereof, every veil must now be loosed, as you are now separating the darkness from the light, as you did in the beginning, as you are separating the old from the new, as you did. You make all things new. We call this man to lay down now, as you have no more dominion over us. You have been loosed, you have been bound, and this day you separated the iniquity as far as the east is from the west. We see it separating now as we turn our face to the throne of grace, and you lift us up from these waters. We come now upon the wings of an eagle to stand with you at the throne of grace. to be washed now in the pure waters, the clean waters, as you wash our body with the living waters that proceed out from your throne. You wash the mind, you wash the heart. We stand as a new creation now. Old things have passed away. All things are naked and open before you now. As we stand before the throne of grace, you open the train of your robe to us. I want you to see that robe opening. I want you to see the full measure of his righteousness opening to you. Today we step into your grace. We step into the righteousness to now be found in you, not having our own righteousness. We are found in you, found dwelling, found in you. Holy and without blame. I want you to see the white plush robe coming out like he did with the prodigal. He brings a new robe. He brings new shoes. He brings a new ring. You are clothed in the brand new glory, the grace, the new man. We put on Christ. For I am this day the righteousness of God in Christ. I feel the shield surrounding me now. I feel the tower, the ivory white tower. You're my strong tower. You are my shield that surrounds. Today we are holy and without blame before you in love, holy, unblameable, and unreprovable in your sight. Holy, we wear the righteousness. We receive like Joshua did. The changing of the garments. If you've taken away all the filthy garments and you've put a clean turban upon our head, a white robe, we wear the crown. And today you present us faultless. Today you present us faultless. Say holy, without blame. Now I want you to walk in the courts of the Lord. I want you to see that courtroom. I want you to see those white floors. And I want you to recognize who you are now. Walk in the courts and say, justified by his grace, justified by the blood, justified. See yourself justified by the grace, abundantly pardoned. I am this day abundantly pardoned. I'm abundantly pardoned. I want you to see his promise. My sin and my iniquity not only was separated, now you remember it no more. There's no more remembrance of the umbilical cord. There's no more remembrance of the iniquity. There's no more remembrance. I stand whole. I stand freed. I am this day forever perfected in righteousness. I want you to say that. I am this day perfected forever in righteousness. I am the righteousness of God in Christ. I am whole. Found in you now. See, you've made that transition. Now, Lord, we take the wings of the eagle. I'd normally go to the garden, but I'm going to move on up. We take the wings of the eagle. Lord, you take the whole assembly today as one. We are as one. Grant the grace of as one as we ascend up into the realm of the Father of lights, as you have granted us access by one Spirit unto the Father, as you have prepared a room for us. We stand in the glorious realm, in the room of the Father of lights, as your glory, Lord, you have given to us. Your glory, as we are in you, you are in the Father. Canst thou not believe that I am in the Father and Father in me? For this is the very thing you have given us, the glory of the oneness. Father, we come and step in to the realm of your love and the realm of your wholeness and the realm of security as you clothe us now. Father of lights. Say, Father of lights. I've been translated out of darkness. I've been translated into your marvelous light. I want everyone to say that I've been translated into your marvelous light, marvelous grace. Every good gift, every perfect gift emanating. Grace emanating. Light emanating. Love emanating. Power, dunamis, emanating today. Father, you clothe us in security. Today you clothe us in wholeness. You clothe us today in the assurance, the confidence. Today, you have not given a spirit of fear, intimidation, or insecurity, but of power, dunamis power, love, and a sound heart, sound mind. We receive of all your graces today. I want to take you a moment. I want you to feel the Father surrounding you. I want you to sense the Father's love. Clothing you, embracing you. I want you to feel the cocoon of security, of wholeness, of confidence. See that cocoon. Say it. I receive your security. I receive your wholeness. I receive power. I receive love. I receive soundness of heart, soundness of mind. Now I want you to present the eye of your heart, not the eye of your mind, the eye of your heart, the seat of the imaginations of the heart. I want you to present it into the Father. Ask him now for the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Father, flood the eye of my heart with the light of your glory. The light of your life. You can say it. The light of your grace. Flood my heart with all of your fullness. Grant me a full supply of dunamis created power, administrated by your Spirit. The Christ, say it, the Christ may dwell. May dwell, abide, stand up in me. Let Christ stand up in me. Let Christ have the ascendancy. I receive dunamis. I receive the light. I receive the glory. I put on grace. I put on love. Today, what is the boldness? Stand in front of the Father and say, I am loved. I am accepted. I want to hear everyone say that I am loved. I am accepted. I am clothed. I am secure. I dwell in your grace. I receive of your fullness. Thank you, Father. You are our exceeding great shield today. The glory now in the lifter of our head, you make us all stand tall as we are sons, sons of God, daughters of God, bona fide sons and daughters of God, loved, cherished, accepted and clothed. It's necessary to be clothed. It's necessary to feel his love. It's hard to move and join airship when you don't know this realm. Be clothed in the love of the Father. Be filled. Be saturated today. Saturate us with power, love, sound heart, sound mind, sound emotions, joy. Joy. The joy the joy, just like you said, Lord, my joy I give unto thee. Your joy was being in the presence of the Father. It is the glory you have given us. Father, grant us all grace today. I ask for wisdom for each and every one of us. I ask for an abundance of grace and wisdom. Wisdom concerning where we are. Wisdom on how to move to the next level of your glory. Wisdom concerning the heirship of the crown. Wisdom concerning the birthing and the demonstration from heaven above. And Father, grant us wisdom today and light concerning the King of Glory. Open our eyes to the blessed King of Glory as we ascend up into the realm of joint heirship. We put on a new mantle. Grant us the light to see it. Grant us the grace to receive it. Grant us the glory of joint heirship. Now we're ready to move now. This is where it all begins. Whew. We ascend up now into the stairwells of heaven. We ascend up into the realm of the dispensation of the crown. We come up to where you were raised up and crowned with glory and honor, Lord. Where you ascended before the Ancient of Days. As we come into the realm, we receive the vestures of royalty. We receive the light of joy. Some of you are going to feel that coming around you. You'll feel the royalty. You'll feel the glory coming around you. Clothe us in the glory of joint heirship. Clothe us in the authority and the dominion of joint heirship. Clothe us in the royalty as we have been raised together with you into this realm, that we have been raised into the glory and the honor in which you clothe us with glory, and you clothe us with the honor, and you clothe us with light as we step into the throne room of the dispensation, the crown. I see the seven lamps burning, for I see you are the appointed heir, Lord, of all things. I see that you have ascended before the Ancient of Days, and there has been given unto you a kingdom and a glory and a dominion, and it's an everlasting dominion. I feel the dominion. I feel the glory that's emanating from you. I see the glory of the seven spirits of God are upon you, for you are the inheritor heir of the crown, the inheritor heir of the blessings and the inheritances of the patriarchs Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and Judah, and Caleb, and David, and Solomon, and Zerubbabel. You inherited all things. The house of David is yours. The throne of David is yours. The crown of David is yours. The key of David is yours. The covenant of Abraham was fulfilled 100% in you. You are the inheritor, heir of all the inheritances, all the blessings. The blessing of generational inheritance is in you now. For in you, Lord, all the families of the earth are blessed. In you this day lie the inheritances of Jacob's ladder, for the angels do ascend and descend in your earthly ministry. Now they surround the throne as a great army of the Lord, as you stand as the Lord, the King of the angelic armies. I see 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands and thousands. I see the warriors that surround. I see the ministering flames of fire that turn blue and amber. I see the chariots of fire and the horsemen thereof. I see the angels of inheritance. I see the hornets. I see the angels that will be released to minister personally to us, as they did to Elijah, as they did to you. These angels will come and minister to us, feeding us the bread of heaven. I see the glory of the angelic army. I see you're the inheritor, heir of the crown. And it's not just that house, it's the perfected crown. The seven eyes of omnipresent omniscience are with you. The seven horns of omnipotent dominion is with you. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb to receive power, riches, wisdom, strength, honor, glory, and the blessings. All that the Father has belongs to you this day. All that the Father is belongs to you. For you've been given a name that is above every name. You have been given a name that is above every name. You are the appointed heir. All power and authority in heaven and earth belong to you, for you sitteth at the right hand of dunamis power, crowned with the seven spirits of God. I see the angelic armies that now surround. I see him that was, him that is, and him that is to come, the glory of the Father, the face of the Father, the panim of the Father, the bana of the Father, the glorious realm of the Father is upon you. We represent the first fruits of the generation that will seek thy face, that will obtain the glory, that will find you in all of the glory, that will see you standing in the magnificence of the Father's glory. The realms of the glory of the Father, the face of the Father in which you're offering us. I will that you be with me where I am, that you may behold my glory, the face of the Father. We're understanding what that means. We're understanding what all this realm is now. I don't have to see it with a natural eye. I see it by your word, for your word is truth. I see what you doeth by your word, for thy word is truth. I see the Father is with you. I see the angelic host are with you. I see the seven spirits of God are upon you, ready to be revealed. The crown, the house, the throne of David, ready to be opened into the earth, ready to be released into the earth, ready to be loosed out of heaven this day. We shall walk into the end. We shall walk through with John today this glorious book, this living testimony, this testimony that you have affirmed in the word of the living God as eyewitness testimony of a man who not only saw the last days, but he walked in the glory real time. Today our feet will traverse with you. Today we will walk out into what is considered our future, but what you consider is finished and done. Today we will walk out into a land that has already been finished and testified of. Today we see the glorious crowning of the Church of Philadelphia. We see the throne and the seven spirits of God are upon you. We see the great seven spirits of God that will send forth all into all the earth. For you are the Lord of the whole earth. In this last day there'll be no nation and unturned. We see this day the seven eyes of the Lord that go to and fro the whole earth as the plumb line will be brought out into the earth. We see suddenly the books are open and we see the glorious run of the white horse into the which Zechariah 10 testified to, the glorious war horse that will establish the final nail of Isaiah 22, that it will establish the final crowning stone of Psalms 122, Psalms 118, and to see in the glorious last day, out of him came out the battle bow, out of him came out the final nail, out of the glorious war horse came out the final crowning stone. This is the stone that the builders rejected in the early church, but now has become the chief crowning stone. This is the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes. This is the day the Lord maketh into the earth, a brand new day of light coming out from the realms of the glory. I see the shaking of all nations as the crown is making its entrance into the earth, as the crown is making its presence known. Even John testified in chapter 3 of Revelation that they that are Jews, that are say they're Jews but are not, but belong to the synagogue of Satan, their whole financial elite currency based system will bow. The fiat currency masters will bow. For it is a new day. It's the day that you openeth the house of David, the crown of David. You openeth the throne of David. You're bringing out the perfected glory. You're bringing out the seven spirits of God. You're rolling it out. For you are the Zerubbabel testified in Zechariah 4. You are the one bringing out the final crowning stone, saying, not by might, not by power, but by thy spirit. Not despise not the day of the small beginnings. For you now shall rejoice to see the plumb line in the hand of Zerubbabel Christ with those seven eyes, with that crown of the seven spirits of God that go to and fro now the whole earth. We see the book is opened. We see the seven spirits of God have poured out. We see the elders in heaven. We join the chorus. Worthy is the Lamb to receive the seven inheritances of the Father. Worthy is this day, the glorious run of the white horse, where the house of Joseph and the house of Judah merge, where the crown and the ark merge again, as it all is with you in heaven. The house of Judah and the house of Joseph will run again in the earth. The glories of the ark, the glories of the crown being poured out in the earth. This is our day. The reign of the kings and the priests. It is the generation that walks up and down in your name. It is the generation that goes to and fro. It is a generation that has no limitation, that has not only sought but found the face of him that was and is to come. It is the generation given the powers of the age to come while walking in the earth. This is the generation that has obtained it all. It's the generation that will usher in the King of Glory. For you are this glorious King. You are this King of Glory. Lift up your head, O you heavenly gates. Lift up your head, you everlasting doors, and the King of Glory will come out from his throne and stand with you in the earth. For this is the hour you become the wall of fire about us in the earth and the glory in our midst. This is the generation where you inhabit the praises of your people, that we become the living. Oh, you are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will walk, I will dwell, I will perambulate in you. It's the generation that I and my Father will make our abode with you in the earth. It's the generation of the perfected one. even to the end of our run when the baton is passed and we are called up into glory. The crown continues with the two witnesses who wreak havoc upon the enemy's plans for 3.5 years. Been given the mantles of Moses and Elijah. They can call fire down at will. They can turn rivers into blood and plagues and pestilence as often as they will. They hold the Antichrist at bay for 3.5 years. This is the crown too. Besurim brandas. And upon their death, midway through, upon their resurrection, they that are over the people of the earth be sending gifts to one another, not knowing that their end is come. For the mighty angel of God, the mighty elder, shouts from the heavens, the kingdoms of this world shall now become the kingdoms of our God. For this is the hour you will assume your great power over all nations. This is more than the shaking of the nations. This is the dominion over the nations. The age of grace is over, and the judgments of God have come into the earth. I see Michael emptying the entire second heaven. The devil himself and every principality has been thrown down into the earth. Whoa! Under the inhabitants of the earth. For the devil has come down unto you, knowing he has but a short time left. I see the glorious ceremony, commissioning of 144,000 witnesses that will carry your witness in the darkest time of all human history. No other time like that. Such grace is appointed to them for their run, for their witness. I see the day, Lord, where you stand in the battle of Armageddon with 10,000s times 10,000 of your saints, for we are with you that day. And you slay the remaining kings of the earth with a sword of your mouth. You finalize it all. It is finished. The kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our God. The false prophet and the Antichrist, plucked from the earth by the mighty angels and thrown headlong into the lake of fire. This is our hour that we now, the promises of God have completed, the crown has completed and begins now. It has purged the darkness from the earth and has begun the glorious millennial reign of Christ. For 1,000 years we will rule and reign. This is the living testimony. It's the living book. It's not negotiable. It was eyewitnessed by John, and now we carry its witness in our spirit. We carry it in our heart. We walk up and down and to and fro. The limitations have been released. What we represent is even beyond our day. But Father, we return to your throne clothed in these things, having spoken them, having seen them, having witnessed with John. And we stand in the throne and give you our witness as yes and amen. We seal this witness and we ask you, Father, to seal it within us. Seal the end before we begin. I carry the end before I even begin. I carry the end from the beginning, for you have given us this authority and this power to carry the end before one day of the crown has begun. It is finished. I shout it in the throne. Let it reverberate. It is finished. It is done and completed. We do not ask you to do something that's already done. We receive now, Father, and decree thy will, the will and testament of that which is completed, be finished, completed, walked out by the bridal company of the last day, Church of Philadelphia. Let it be done now on the earth as it is done here. Let it be finished on the earth. For when we decree in the earth, this day is born, you will now bring out the final crowning stone. It's a non-negotiable event. Witness at the highest levels of apostleship. John, the most established apostle, saw the beginning. In the beginning was God, was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And he saw the end. He walked the whole course out. He saw it all. You gave him the glorious mysteries. He gave us the beautiful upper room mysteries that have made all this possible. Today we're clothed in the glory of these words, the glory of these testimonies, the faith, the glory, the living testimony. We are clothed in it, Father. We are not representing half-heartedly. We represent the whole of the crown, even the day that goes beyond us. Thy will be done. Father, we come down into the earth, and I stand down in this house, your house, the Father's house. We stand in this house today, Father. We do not have to see with a natural eye. We have already seen our end. We've already seen the end of the crown. We have seen the beginning. We have been clothed in the beginning and the end. We have been clothed in the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, him that was and is to come. This word is with us all the way through. Thy will, Father, the will of the crown, the will to bring your Son, the nations of the earth. Let that shaking begin. Let the day begin. Let the birthing begin. Let the crown make its glorious entrance into the earth. Thy will be done. Thy will be accomplished. What we just walked out in you, Father, all of it. Even the day that's beyond us, when the torch is passed, you walked Abraham far beyond his day. Father, you walked him all the way into the day of the seed, Christ. Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it. You've given us the powers to see through your word. What more do we need? For if a man keepeth my words, him my Father will love. And I, my Father, will come make our abode with you in the earth. If you abide in me where I am and my words abide in you, you can ask what you will. Decree what you will. We decree the day of the crown is at hand in the earth. We decree the day, the last day of the crown. We decree the opening of the books, the run of the white horse. We decree all the way to the finish line. Our whole rest of our life will be decreeing that finish line. No matter where we are in it, we see the end. We cannot fail. This word will never fail us. Father, I hold it here in the earth with the utmost confidence. I have seen the end. I have walked into the end. I have testified of the end. I have joined my testimony with John's, which is the highest level of testimony given to man, the eyewitness testimony. He saw you, Lord, in the battle of Armageddon. He saw you with a blaze of fire in your eyes. He saw you return on that white horse. Whew, he saw you slay the kings of the earth. This is the hour where the kings of the earth, none of them will stand. all will fold in to the glories of this last day. And everyone said, amen. I'm telling you, my friends, if you'll listen to me, if you can do this daily, it won't be long till it makes its entrance into the earth right here. Thank you, Father, for the living testimony. How many of you feel that book come alive a little bit? How many see that testimony? You got to keep your eye up. You'll see the glory if you're in there. You'll see it. It'll cause lightning to go off inside of you. Go ahead. Thank you. I stand in the finished work here. I stand in the end. We stand. Something's changed in our faith. Some level of doubt or unbelief was removed from us. The veil was removed. It's finished. I promise you, every time you can go through and do something like that, He clothes you with something from the realm. There's an authority and a dominion speaking from the finished place that you can't find anywhere else. There's a confidence and an assurance. It seems to wash away all the doubt and unbelief. Let's stand and worship Him. Some of you have to leave. God bless you for coming today. Let's just give Him thanks. Stand in this house and now see that crown and the glorious angels that fill like a hurricane, like a glory from space. When you look at it in a hurricane, all that big cloud, see that big turning cloud over the Father's house. See the glorious angels. Bring it up, Chris. See Him that was coming down in our midst. We made it, my friends. We made it. We made it. We made it. It is finished. Father, we made it. All glory to You, Lord. All glory to the Father. All the glory. Thank You, seven spirits of God, for the journey. We made it. I stand here knowing we made it. Put your hands on your heart, my friend. Say, we made it. We made it. We made it through. We made it through. We got to the end, and the enemy couldn't take it. And now He will begin from the end. We made it, Father. We made it through. I know we did. All of these words will come out into the earth. I know we made it. Because we can stand at the end. Glory. Faith abound. Let faith now. I'm feeling the beginnings of the leavening. Let faith leaven. Let there be the leavening. Let there be the great leavening. Let there be the great multiplication.